Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Ruth Sherman's here. Ruth is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back to 2004. How about that, folks? 8 years as a great member of our Brain Trust. She's internationally recognized as one of the top authorities on speech and interpersonal communications. She is. That's what she does when she joins us. She helps us with these things. She's the author of Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away, How to Persuade Anyone of Anything, obviously a book President Obama failed to read. Ruth Sherman, welcome back.
I really didn't plan
to say that, but as I'm reading your subtitle here for the thousandth time on your book, it just kind of clicked, right?
I'm sorry. And from your mouth to Obama's ears, may it sit on
yes,
the desk of the President of the United States.
You should send a copy to him.
But folks, I
apologize. That was a cheap shout out. Just one of those things that kind of came out. Ruth, thanks again for hanging out with us. You watched the debate. I don't have a life, so I watched all of it and then took notes. What did you think?
I don't have a life either, and I also watched all of it. Here's what I thought. I thought that Mitt Romney deserved an A-, and Barack Obama deserved a C-.
Ah. Well, now, so why the minus on the A?
Well, I think that they tend to fib. So we couldn't give them a perfect score. Nobody's ever perfect in communication.
All right. So you think the minus on the C was because of the fibbing, too?
The fibbing.
In advertising, we call that puffery.
Puffery, that's right. Exactly. Exactly. So we have to be careful about that.
Right.
We have to take a couple of points off.
But you know, if your football team wins... And they had a bunch of mistakes and a bunch of penalties and didn't do as well as they should have. You still won.
You still won. And listen, getting an A from me is pretty tough to do.
I believe that.
Pretty tough to do. And it was
impressive. Folks, I've never gotten more than a B- here on the show with her. So. That's really good.
No, you get an A+. Are you kidding me?
Go ahead.
It really was an impressive performance. He looked happy to be there. He presented himself so well.
He actually said, Ruth, he actually said, this is fun. Did you hear him say that?
Yes, I did hear him say that. And, he looked excited. You know, here's the key. He was very well prepared. He mm-hmm. knew that this was a high-stakes thing for him. This was high stakes.
It was literally that evening.
He
was
better
make
do well.
Or break.
He had,
people, sometime back when we were all recovering from the 08 meltdown, somebody said, are you working hard? I said, I don't have a choice.
Yep.
And somebody could have said, Romney, how are you going to do? He said, I don't have a choice.
That's right. That's right. Like the rest of us.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't have a choice, right?
So you think Obama went in with the opposite attitude?
Yes, I do. He didn't present himself well. He looked unhappy to be there, and he was ill prepared. And it blows my mind, although it shouldn't, that he would walk out there so ill prepared. You know, Jim, we've talked about this endlessly.
Yeah.
You know, on many of our conversations.
That's my nightmare.
Me too.
Ruth. We've talked about this. I had one this week.
Did you have a recurring nightmare?
I woke up in the middle of the night
because
I had dreamed that I was making a presentation or something, and I did not know what I was doing, and I literally
right.
it woke me up.
That's right. Those kinds of things tend to wake us up, right?
Yeah.
And it's the presenters, the business presenters, or the actor's recurring nightmare, right?
I also think though that it's what causes us to seek excellence. Because
it does.
Because we make sure that that doesn't happen in reality, and
you
apparently
know,
that Mr. Obama didn't do that.
It's so interesting to me too. You know, we both are business people. We work a lot in business. We know a lot of corporate executives. We've been
right.
in corporate. We see how it's done in business. And in business, if you've got a high stakes presentation, if you've got a road show, or you're selling debt or equity, or you're whatever it is, you're doing a keynote.
Mm-hmm.
You don't walk out there unprepared. You don't walk out there. You walk out there ready to do your very best, whatever that is.
Right.
Maybe you're not great, but you do it well enough. You look like you care.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you something else that
what
helped,
was missing.
Something else that helps me that I think Mr. Obama was missing. I always assume that the audience. There's a couple of things that run through my head when I'm getting ready to make a presentation, especially if it's a new one. I'm testing out a new
yeah.
speech or something. I always assume that the audience knows more than me and that they're not going to be very impressed with what I'm going to say.
Oh, that's an interesting mindset.
Well, it's not reverse psychology. My point is it makes me always question everything I'm doing to make sure that if I leave it in, if I'm going to say it, that regardless of what they say, I'm still proud I said it and did it.
There you go. So you work hard. You know you put your best effort into it. And regardless of the outcome, you
yeah.
feel that you did your
that's
best.
That's exactly right. And I think President Obama, and folks, I don't mean this disrespectfully, but I think there's a level of arrogance there that makes him believe that if he says it, it must be okay.
I don't know, Jim. I don't know what's going on for him. You know, we can extrapolate from this, or we can extrapolate from his time in office and see that he has not been able to make friends across the aisle. He's not, interpersonally, we've spoken
Mm-mm.
about this too.
Yeah.
This is not his thing. He doesn't.
Well, Bob Woodward said that. Bob Woodward said that in his book.
Did he? I didn't
yes.
read the book.
Yes, Bob Woodward said exactly what you just said in his book.
You know, he doesn't reach out. He's an introvert.
He also
but, you know,
hasn't
so am
been,
I.
He also hasn't been challenged on his activity, on his results, the way Obama has. I got to believe that if he had been challenged by the media more in the last 6 months, he would have done a better job last night.
I was reading that yesterday, and that may very well be true.
Yeah.
I think you know my analysis of his lack of interpersonal skills just mm-hmm. brought it on stage.
Yeah, hold on to that thought. When we come back, Ruth, I'm going to get Ruth to help us convert all this into something you and I can benefit from. 20 after, right back with Ruth Sherman. Her book is called "Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away."
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.